Now, over 300 members of the Irish Defence Forces are completing tactical training exercises at centres in the Midlands and the east of the country this week. That's ahead of their deployment in Lebanon in May as part of the latest United Nations Interim Force peacekeeping mission there. The soldiers will soon go into quarantine here before their departure. Our Midlands correspondent, Ciarán Mullooly, caught up with the troops and the logistical training routines underway at the Carna military grounds along the River Shannon, just outside Athlone.
So we're in the middle of a two-week mission readiness exercise. Last week we were doing live firing in the Glenavia Mall for both individual and crew service weapons. This week we're in the middle of an exercise to deal with issues that could occur overseas.
In the middle of the countryside in South Roscommon, Lieutenant Colonel Conor Bates and his team are putting the members of the 118th Infantry Battalion through another rigorous training routine, this time in the recovery of a wounded colleague. This Defence Forces group of 341 Irish personnel will soon go into quarantine before teaming up with 11 colleagues from Malta and deploying to UNIFIL operations on the ground in Lebanon.
This is a peacekeeping mission, and we will achieve our mission through what the Irish have always done, engagement with the local population, and we have the wherewithal and the resources to deal with any issues as they may arise out there. But as you know, Ciarán, we have a long history in Lebanon, and we deal with peacekeeping in our own intimate way with the people out there, and they respect us for it.
My name is Lieutenant Elizabeth Carr. I'm from Mullingar in Westmeath, and I'm travelling overseas with the 118th Battalion as a 3 platoon commander. That'll be on an outpost out in Lebanon and then again in the main camp itself. So that'll just be continuing operations on that post, whether it's patrols, observing, reporting, and assisting with the Lebanese Armed Forces over in Lebanon.
So my name is Joey Horgan, I'm a sergeant in the 6th Battalion, and for this particular trip mission to Lebanon, I am the fleet sergeant for the A Company, 6th Battalion. And my main responsibilities are to keep the cars up to condition so that if they're needed at a minute's notice to move, we can do that and that the crews are ready to go.
Hello, Alpha Niner, this is Zero.
Alongside the logistical preparations for the mission on May the 10th, there is the added concern this year over the threat of COVID-19 infection for the troops. But the officer commanding says they have prepared well for Lebanon. And those travelling, of all ranks, are ready to say goodbye to friends and family and take on the challenge.
We are in the middle of a vaccination program for our overseas personnel. So we've been training in pods and in different locations to ensure that we maintain that force protection. But we are the third unit to deploy overseas in the COVID environment. And we will have travelling with us and overseas for us two medical officers and also medics and advanced paramedics.
I'm Corporal Ian Dempsey and I'm a corporal in the Defence Force. I have a partner and a small 3-year-old child. It's going to be tough on them, I think, more than what it will be on me. Everything's kind of squared away at home, so looking forward just to get out there.
So my name is Lieutenant Melissa Radich. I'm 1 Platoon Commander A Company. Plain and simple, my role is to lead. So I have a platoon of 30-odd soldiers. Went into the Army 2018, so straight after commissioning. Been a year in my unit, which is the 6th Infantry Battalion. So yeah, going overseas after a year of being commissioned. I have an older sister and a younger brother, so they'll look after the parents and one dog. So yeah, that's everyone.
For one young Athlone soldier, duty with the UN in Lebanon will be especially poignant this year. Private Cheyenne O'Neill is going back to a country where a close family relative lost his life, killed with a ricochet bullet while on sentry duty in the 80s.
So I grew up around the walls of the barracks as a child, been in and out of the barracks, fun days out, family members. So it's been in the 6th Battalion here is common enough knowing it, and Defence Forces goes a long way in my family, right back to my granddad and my nanny's brother, Private William O'Brien, lost his life over in the Lebanon in 86. So for my family and me, it's a proud moment, an emotional moment, travelling overseas, tour duty, and it's for them, for me, emotional but very proud moment to be going.
And that was Private Cheyenne O'Neill ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Ciarán Mullooly.